This report came out of something that London First started last year, which was called Home Truths. And there we set out 12 recommendations about how to increase house building in London. The central point of the report is that there is no silver bullet to tackling our housing crisis. We came up with 12 ideas, and one of them was to look at London's Greenbelt and think about how more homes could potentially be accommodated on it. There are several other reports that will be springing out of this work, so watch this space. The need for homes is something you're all familiar with. London has reached, or in fact now surpassed, its peak population. We are past, as I say, the 1939 peak, and we are, of course, only heading in one way. We could be at 13.4 million Londoners by about 2050. Coupled with this expansion of population is, of course, our systemic lack of house building. There has been no trend increase in house building over the last 40 years. We know the social consequences of a lack of house building, but now increasingly we are starting to look and understand at this issue from a competitiveness point of view. London is becoming less and less competitive if we cannot house the people that want to live here and the people that want to crucially work here as well. Last year we did a report with Turner & Townsend looking at the choices that face many Londoners. We did some polling with YouGov, and it found a number of interesting results. Roughly about 70% of business decision makers who were asked thought that rising house prices and a lack of supply was a genuine threat to London's economy. Increasingly, Londoners are finding housing costs unaffordable to the extent that many are considering whether they can continue to live and work in London. And clearly, this is only sentiment, but it gives you a strong indication of where many Londoners are thinking their future lies, and it's not necessarily in the capital anymore. So, the challenge is to build more homes, and we at London First firmly believe that it is still about building on brownfield land first. It is about intensifying development in existing built-up areas. But these sites are complex and they are costly in some instances. There is also a limit to the extent to which densities can be increased. So given the scale of the challenge that London faces, we think it is unrealistic to assume that brownfield land on its own can do the job. Hence, we are looking at the Greenbelt tonight. And we start from the premise that London needs more land to build the homes that it needs.